Okay.
Yeah, okay. So with that, let's go a few minutes to learning some Dibrei Torah. So we're going to start now the next 10 minutes in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Yud Dalet. And now we are coming back to the main body of Hilchos Tefillah. We're going to start looking at the halakhos of Pesukei Dezimra. Some of these things are very, very practical, very relevant. So let's be Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. See for Aleph, Min Hoidu, Adla Achah Shira, from Hoidu Lashem Kiru Bishmai, till the end of the Shira, Hema Pesukei Dezimra, as we know, that is Pesukei Dezimra. Uborosh Sha'omar Yibrocha Shalifneim, Yishtabach Yibrocha Shalachre. As we know, Pesukei Dezimra with the Brocha of the beginning, the Brocha of the end, Boruch Sha'omar and Yishtabach. Mishmur right about the Chashivus of Boruch Sha'omar, he said that this was very early Hakama Boruch Sha'omar, was instituted by the Ashkenaz Sagadola, and in fact it's written in Chazal that a special Gilui of Minashamayim, a special petek of Klach fell from Shamayim with the Nusach of Boruch Sha'omar on it, and that is where it comes from. And another interesting fact, it had in it, I didn't count, I leave this to other students late last night, but I prepared this, and it had in it 87 words, apparently. You can count it, 87 words in Boruch Sha'omar, 87 words. And it's a remnant to the pasuk. It says in Yishayahu Shirin, Roishoy Kesem Paz. Literally, his head is adorned with gold. But here, the remnant being that the Roishoy, the start of the tefillah, Kesem Paz, is adorned with this 87 worded tefillah. Okay, so one day something, give it a little count and see if that really works out, but that's, as I said, it's supposed to have 87 words. Now,
it's close, but it's kind of
close. Give me right now to count it exactly.
I counted the line,
and
it looks like it was about 5
hours. It works out better.
But
what's
the chance that you can sit down your letters?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's going to be the next chapter. Mishnah Hitzel Baruch Shamar, the Akha Gavara Tfilah. From the time that one begins Baruch Sha'omar until after the Tefillah, means after Shmei Esrei, also the Hafsik, the Dibur, Afilu B'Losh Lakodesh. One is not allowed to be Mafsik in any manner, even if one is Mafsik using Losh Lakodesh as opposed to English or some other language, doesn't make any difference. One's not allowed to be Mafsik. Now, interesting point over here, the reason one's not allowed to be Mafsik in Pesukei Dezimra is because, as we just said, the bracha Baruch Sha'omar is a bracha on all of the psukim which we're going to say, on all of the zmiras psukim dezimra that we're going to say. So in the same manner, the one's not masik between a bracha and the performance of a mitzvah. That's the reason you're not masik between Baruch Sha'omar and the psukim dezimra. And similarly, the yishtabach is the bracha then which closes it. So again, there can't be a hefsek till after that bracha. Why am I stressing this? Because I saw an interesting shayla which was asked to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Moshe was asked, what about a place where many of the mispalanim are not very familiar with the Seder of Tfilah? And somebody, whether it's the Rav or the Gadol or somebody in the shul, is appointed to call out page numbers. Okay? Is one permitted to do this during Pesukei Dezimra? So obviously other parts of the Tfilah, before Pesukei Dezimra, the prophets, the Korbanos, no problem. If we've already passed Shemini Esrei and we want to tell them where the Seder, where we're going to start now, Kriyas HaTorah, or the beginning of Musaf Yekum Perukam, that's all fine. But what about during the Pesukei Dezimra itself? Or equally so, during the Birkas Kriyas Shema?
I see differences.
Oh, so I'll tell you something. Rav Moshe makes a distinction between the Pesukei Dezimra and the Birkas Kriyas Shema. And he says, based on what we just explained, says there's a difference between Birkas Kriyas Shema and Pesukei Dezimra. Birkas Kriyas Shema, there's a fresh takonas chazal, and if the etzem takonah that we do not talk during this time, we're not allowed to be matzik in Birkas Kriyas Shema. But Pesukei Dezimra is not like that. There's not a particular new takonah due to the special kedusha of this part or whatever that you cannot speak. It is the regular din that I cannot be matzik between a bracha and the mitzvah that the bracha goes on. It's that regular din. Being that that is so, we know a basic klal, that although generally one is not masik between a bracha and the mitzvah or the eating that the bracha is relevant to, that the bracha goes on, but it is for the Torah of the kiyum mitzvah, or it's for the Torah of the eating, was allowed to be mafsik. Like the famous example in what it says about Birkas HaMotzi, somebody made Birkas HaMotzi and then he realizes that he hasn't yet fed his animals, so he's not allowed to eat. One's allowed to instruct somebody to go and feed the animals, because this is for the Torah of the eating. So similarly, says Rav Moshe, in Pesukah Dezimra, this announcement is for the Torah of the Seder HaTfilah. And there is no problem, it's not called the hefzik between the bracha and the
Smir. So the people, if you needed to know where we're up to, you're going to miss stuff out. So you're not, the stuff you say in Pesukah Dezimra between the beginning and the end, is not one contiguous piece of stuff for those people who need to be reminded where they're up to. So it's like they've not said that.
Yeah, I think it's not what happened to you. Sandwich. You understand what
going on again. You've got rocket beginning, rocket the end.
Yeah.
So it's no hectic when all the stuff you're now about to say.
Right.
By calling out, the implication is people are behind, they don't know where they're at. Okay, now we're up to here. So what? So the person.
And what are those people going to do?
How can that person be out to it? Anything, he's jumping, he's missing this.
Does that really bring that to a different topic?
Abraham, you made one assumption, which your assumption is correct.
Yeah.
You need to understand who that is. First of all, in the beginning, he never said, repeat Shmona Yisrael, we start to repeat. Right now, we understand who that is. Person doesn't without education. And if you say half a bracha correctly in right place, sorry, bracha don't need it.
I don't know how that's going to
happen. No. Again, people, you can
understand. You say that? What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, there's really two things here. First of all, the main thrust of this shayla wasn't really from the point of view of the people who need to be reminded.
Okay,
that's one shayla. The thrust of the shayla was from the person who's going to do the reminding.
But then,
right, he is following the state of Ashkenaz, and he's going to stop for a second and call out to is he being mounted. What about the time the people who got the canary need to be reminded? So it appears that they must have either not said some of it. Why are they not holding where we're holding? So, on that, I think the answer is that, as we're going to see, Levaiso, although we have all these mirrors that we say, a whole series of these mirrors, the actual takona of Pesukah Dezimra would be Yotzei, and one could make a bracha even if one just said one. Even if one just said Ashrei, it's still called the Pesukah Dezimra.
If you're in a hurry, you can actually.
Like we find that if you're in a hurry, you're allowed to be medaling or certain other tzrochim. So these people, let's say they lost it or whatever, when it's going to come one central part, I don't know, Ashrei or whatever, you're going to make a reminder. So what she said Ashrei in this, but you're sick of the Zimra.
They said two lines properly, right?
No, maybe we'll come to it more in detail about exactly what says and how much one says and what's the most basic. But as a general answer, I think that's the answer.
So the Moshe said that in Pesukah Dezimra, somebody can call out the pain.
Yeah, now the point is that's the bottom line of Moshe. She said that in Pesukah Dezimra, you can call out the pain. In Pesukah Dezimra, you said you're not allowed to. And he said, suggests a very practical man. Moshe said you should prepare a sort of paper or something that you lift up at a certain point, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, Shema page, whatever.
Yeah, really,
but if he
sure
says it, that's not even going to be
the existence.
If what?
This voice thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm really sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time ahead of it.
I've also seen it. A Rosh does say, interesting also, if even that is not practical, then the person who's going to have to do the falling out is going to have to double do it.
Yes,
that's what I'm going to say.
What's your question, Dominic?
No. I assumed that the caller had down before,
yeah.
And then think.
Okay.
So we'll stop here. Okay, I wish you everybody a good day. Healthy day. Look after yourselves. The big gatherings. And, yeah.